entering the business zone of Kello News Talk 1320, 107.9 FM. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. Now here's your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 618 in our It's Your Business original series. That's 618. Today, it's the remodeling show. A little slow with the second symbol, but that's okay. Oh, the hammer. The sun was in his eyes. Yes, Jim LaDuke. Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. Steve Swenson, the handyman, 910 East 10th. And a guy by the name of Nelson, Paul Nelson. Nelson Construction joins us this morning. Nice to have you guys all in the same room, ready for calls and ready for questions.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Bill. Good morning. Quite the assembled troop today, don't you agree?
Yeah, it feels like a team.
Well, let's see if we can get the team working here this morning. And if you have questions during this hour, please give us a call at 336-1320. We had a ton of questions just a couple of weeks ago when we did this show. But we do want to do some follow-up on the home show. But I think we probably should mention something about the new guy that's in the show today. What do you think?
Mr.
Nelson?
He's not exactly a new guy.
Mister. Holy smokes.
The Home Builders Association of the Sioux Empire has announced that Paul Nelson has received the Building Engraving Association Member BEAM Award. It was presented at the annual convention for the National Association of Home Builders in Las Vegas, of all things.
Cool. Congratulations.
Cindy Monin, 2014 Home Builders President, said the association is happy that Paul was bestowed this honor because of the kind of business that he does with members and the fact that he believes in what we do right here in Sioux Falls. Paul has one of the great histories, great leaders of the association, and this again, still Cindy, that our association is especially proud to work closely with people and to have a leader like Paul Nelson. The award serves to encourage builder members across the country to use the goods and services offered by member companies and recognizes one builder within the entire National Association who exemplifies this vitally important teamwork. Mr. Nelson, what do you have to say for yourself?
Wow. Thank you. To know that I was up against, I believe there was 51 from every state gets nominated, and to win that award, that was pretty good. Nice. You don't volunteer for the award, but it's nice when you do get awarded, so I thank you.
He probably is the most deserving of that award. And I say that as a member of the Home Builders Association for 25 years because Paul is one of the few presidents that has remained very, very active promoting the association after his presidency. And I can't think of anybody who deserves it more than Paul does.
This is what Paul said in the release. I take great pride in saying that 100% of my subcontractors want to be a part of a professional association and are members of the HBASE. That is why I, Paul Nelson, continue to promote doing business with HBASE, the Home Builders Association of the Sioux Empire members. Now, when you get recognized nationwide and you bring it right back to your association, that's teamwork.
Exactly. Paul continues to work with the association as, you know, in all of the different committees and subcommittees and this sort of thing and keeps promoting the association and all the activities that we do and the PR work that we do for the community.
Well, it just kind of proves that what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in Vegas because we did share that. Paul, I've known you for a number of years and, you know, I can't believe that you're the same guy that I know for that number of years. I'm just having fun with you. But congratulations on receiving this. And now we're going to expect great things for you and the show, because your compatriots right beside you have said good things as well. Now, we have said nice things about Paul. We probably should talk a little bit about the home show. And Paul has been on the committee for the home show in the past. This year, temperatures were a little bit cooler, and I think they got to right around 10,000 people. Is that pretty close?
Yep, and it was a little over 10,000. It's pretty much right on average. We've had some years a little bit better. We've had some years a little lower, but it was right in there. And everybody I've talked to thought it was a good show, good quality people asking good questions.
Yeah, and there's no other way to get 10,000 people through your showroom other than to bring it down to the arena and show it off at the home show.
Now, for you, Lincoln, Sioux City, Sioux Falls, how did it compare? What was the difference in the shows?
Oh, they each have their own personalities. Lincoln is by far the biggest. They have 25,000 people go through there. There's a home and garden show, and they have a huge venue that they can have it in, and it's always a big thing. Sioux City's auditorium is a lot smaller. No one has a big booth. It's a lot closer, elbow to elbow, walking through, and they have almost as many people come through as we do. And the Sioux Falls is kind of right in the middle, and it's just a great thing to do every year.
Going to ask both of you guys, and Paul this year was not in the show, correct?
No.
But you support it, and you do all the things that as a Beam winner now. I mean, you have to agree that this is a pretty important show.
I do volunteer my time out there, so yes, I do get involved. And yes, it is very important for the community. It's very important for our Home Builders Association.
All right, kind of questions that you guys would get. Steve, what kind of questions were you getting at your booth?
My brothers and I always joked with each other why we bring kitchen sinks all the time, and we just got reminded that so many people needing to get a new kitchen sink. It's boring for us because we have sinks and we see sinks all the time. People, they walk up to these new granite or stainless steel sinks, and women touch their hands on it and they say, "Oh, I need one a new sink." You know, every year you just re-remember that. I'm glad we brought these sinks out here, because and the pull-out faucets that, you know, everybody needs a new kitchen sink and a new pull-out faucet. You use the thing 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day. You know, it's just it's a cool thing to remember. And people, I think people surprise themselves that they walk up and say, "Oh, look at that kitchen sink. I want to," you know, because they can just picture their own sink. And all you have to do is take the sink out, put a new sink in. Almost 95-98% of them will fit right in the same hole on the countertop. So I'd say that's the funnest thing that catches you off guard.
All right. From Steve Swenson to Jim LaDuke, my guess is, and Lisa's best guess was, that you were going to have a lot of LED lighting questions at your booth, did you?
Absolutely. The LED was probably the most popular product that we had out there for show, but we also had the nostalgic light bulbs, the old Edison-style light bulbs where the hairpin filaments glow, and they got that tip on the end of them. Those were just about as popular as the LED. But we saw a tremendous number of people in the show, and shortly after we opened, they were in the store. So
you predicted that.
It's happened every year. When I talked to Kathy at Friday night when she came out, she said that shortly after 12, there were people in the store that had talked to me, looking for the products that they were out there to see. We've always had that, and it continues. This last week was tremendous business off the show. Just about every other customer in the store was talking about the home show.
Well, it's come and gone, and now hopefully spring is not far away. We're going to talk a little bit about shower heads. We're going to talk kitchens and bathrooms, obviously sinks and toilets, white onyx. I'm trying to think what else these guys are going to want to talk about today. We'll let them tell you. 336-1320, if you have questions, remodelers on standby, all a part of It's Your Business. Welcome Welcome back to the Remodeler Show, all a part of the business radio show today. Show number 618 in our series. If you have questions, 336-1320. With us, Paul Nelson. Nelson Construction, the award-winning Paul Nelson, we might add. Steve Swenson, the handyman. And Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. Paul, one of the things that we do want to talk with you about is the remodeling that's going on with the builders themselves. In fact, you're headed for the spec house today. Do a little work over there.
Yes, we are in the process of putting cabinets in, getting ready to trim so we can have our charity home on the Parade of Homes.
And that's not that far away.
May
7th, 8th, 9th, someplace
in there? Yeah, somewhere right in there, yes.
Okay. So bathrooms and kitchens, the biggest thing that you're seeing as far as the remodeling season?
That's what my company's been. We've got, we're getting started a kitchen on Monday. We've got a bathroom in a couple weeks. So people just updating.
How difficult is it to find and to get Nelson Construction to do remodeling this day in May or March?
Well,
how busy are you?
We're busy. We're never too busy, but we're very busy. I always, at least if you call me, I'm going to come out and talk to you, measure up what you got, and try to get there as fast as I can. I do not like to tell people I'm too busy, go hire somebody else, because they're never coming back. So I, my company does what we can do to get there, get you taken care of, and make sure you got a smile on your face when we're done.
Paul, the other thing, too, is the supply of homes down from 4.7 to 4.1 months of supply. That makes it even more important that builders are building more than remodeling?
Yes. We build new houses also, and I've got a lot of them laying on my desk waiting to get priced out to get started. Actually, I had one yesterday, young kid, first-time home buyer, went to the bank, called me up. We're ready to go. So one more house to do this year. So that's good.
Steve, from your end, you have a chance to work with a lot of builders, a lot of people that need help from the handyman. I know you're going to use the word onyx today, and I know you're going to use the word white. I mean, that just happens in your discussion. But when you start getting to the warmer days, people start pushing a little more to do more remodeling, less remodeling, more fix-up. What do you see when we hit the middle of March?
We have a pretty steady business in the depths of winter when the sun goes down at 5 o'clock. That's when we're the busiest, from November to March. When it starts getting nicer, people think about going to the lake cabins and mowing their lawn or doing outside stuff. So this is the very busiest part of the year for us right now.
You mentioned, I think, in the last show, or maybe the interview we did out at the home show, the ooh, wow, people walking by the home show and turning back saying, what is this? Did you get any ooh, wows this
time? Yeah, I had one epiphany, I'll call it. There was a guy and a couple going by, and I heard the guy's brakes turn on his tennis shoes. He says, whoa, look at this. This is exactly what I was looking for. I knew they made this stuff. They were talking about the onyx shower that we had on display out there. And I thought it was kind of fun because, on Monday morning, our manager, Brian, got to the store at 7:50, and there was a guy waiting in the parking lot to buy a $1,600 shower. He had seen it down there, and he knew that he wanted to get it, you know.
The people that come through that show, are they in the buying mode? They just walking through? What have you found here this year?
They're really qualified as being either homeowners or soon going to be homeowners. It's not very many apartment dwellers that are, it's a real qualified group. And they have to pay a little bit to get in and stuff like that. So that helps qualify them. It's always just it's a great thing, the home show.
First thing that Lisa wrote for me is, let's talk fixtures with Jim. Can we talk fixtures with Jim?
You certainly may. What would you like to know about them?
Well, you display more than anyone in the region. That's a pretty good softball that I just put on a tee for you.
Absolutely. I'll try to nail it out of the park. But, no, we, uh, we try to carry as wide a selection as we possibly physically can fit into the showroom. Everything from very strong contemporary to very traditional, very, well, the antiques or replicas of antiques, but because we don't sell anything used. But and we try to help them in their selection as much as they'll allow us to by guiding them to what's going to give them the best lighting in the decorating scheme that they're working with.
You know, this is the first show we've done since daylight savings time started this year, and I know you're always keeping a close watch on that clock. What difference does it make if we have more daylight at the end of the day?
Well, people like to get out and get things done outdoors after work, and it just gives them a lot more time to do that, whether it's playing golf or working in the yard or, you know, just family activities that would be outdoors.
We're talking with the remodelers this morning. That's Jim LeDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery, 2511 South Minnesota. How long have you been in business?
About 40 years. We started the business in 74. We rented our first building, and we opened April 19th of 75. So,
people want information. How do they reach you by phone? I know you also have a website.
Area code 605-332-6680, and we will answer the phone. There's no answering service there. And the website is Lamps and Shades Incorporated or lampsandshadesinc.com. So anybody who wants to contact us, we'll gladly help you with whatever your needs or wants are.
Steve Swenson, the handyman, how long in business?
My grandpa started the business in 1946, so 66 years about.
And for you, how many years?
27 or 28.
Okay. Is your generation, have you learned from where they've been in the past, and that's one of the advantages the handyman has in your locations in Lincoln, Sioux City,
yes.
Sioux Falls?
Yeah, I'd hope so. my brothers and I, my two brothers and I own the company, and we try to keep it, you know, we try to keep everything on the right side. It's a constant battle. You know, there's, like I've told you before, we have over 50 different white toilets in the store to choose from. You know, I mean, it just seems goofy that you'd have to have so many toilets, but we sell, it's particular toilet for different strokes for different folks.
All right, you are on East 10th here in Sioux Falls. How else can they reach you?
The phone number is 336-0316. And our website is handymanhome.com.
Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction. I won't tell anybody you won an award in Las Vegas. You know, you didn't pawn it or anything while you were out there for any reason, did you? You brought it back to Sioux Falls?
It's actually, I'm trying to figure out where to put it. Right now it's in the way at home. So, yes, it's here. It's in Sioux Falls.
How long have you been in business, Paul?
Well, I was trying to figure that out. I've been doing this since I was 12 years old, so helping my uncle do house remodels. But in April of 85, I went out on my own, and I've been doing it ever since. So I believe in April that's going to be 29 years.
Wow. A lot of experience on the show, 29, 26. And how many for you?
About 39.
Okay, by my math, that's 94 years experience sitting right here. Ready to take your calls in the second half of the show. 336-1320. We'll talk Energy Star. We'll talk specials. We'll talk home building. Whatever is on your mind, whatever's on our minds. We'll share the remodelers, all a part of It's Your Business. Welcome back to It's Your Business. The remodelers are in here. I wish we could just do like some of the sports people do, that we have the mics on during the breaks. because these guys are really funny during the breaks. They're not unfunny when the mics are on. But we talk a little bit about some things that are real out there. And I picked up a term that they were talking about. We need to talk about the real deals. So when we start talking real deals, where would you start, Steve?
Well, remember that the city of Sioux Falls will give you a $75 rebate for changing an old toilet out, an old one being 1992 or older, that flushes with 3.5 or 5 gallons of water. They'll give you $75 for the first one. I think it's $60 for the second one and $50 for the third one. So you can very reasonably change out your toilets. And the city of Sioux Falls, the water department, is helping you do that because it helps them, you know, save water.
Now, Mr. Nelson, you were saying something about the real deals in showers are?
When there's a lot of still cast iron bathtubs that we get to tear out. And I think the real deal to replace them is the Sterling brand. They're are they like a 3-piece, 4-piece snap together. You don't have to caulk them. They're the real deal. They're a nice shower unit or tub shower unit that when we go in to remodel a bathroom, unless, you know, the new thing now is everybody's got to have their walk-in shower, but them Sterling shower units are a very good buy. In an old, newer home, older home, they're the real deal.
And we have lots of them on display at Handyman.
Imagine that, talking about putting it on a tee and hitting it out of the park. That was pretty easy.
4-part, locked together, no caulk. They're good looking. They're designed well. They have shelves for soap and shampoo shelves.
What also fits,
and
right now all hand showers and shower heads are on sale.
It's the shower sale at Handyman in March. So they're all on sale.
So you need a map to understand all the showers? Or you or Brian can take care of that in the store?
Anybody at the store can help you see the different. We have almost 30 different showers on display. You can step in, walk in, try to, you know, test drive them, feel how big they are, see the different colors of Onyx showers that we have. Oh, there, I said Onyx, didn't I, Bill?
That's the first Onyx hearing in the show.
It's a wonderful product. I don't think it's the first, though. I think I talked about the one we had at the home show. But
I think you did, too.
There's 65 different colors of the Onyx showers.
Is that the ooh wow?
Yeah.
When they come into the store?
Yep, that's the ooh wow. Some neighbors of mine that are farmers out by Valley Springs, they've just put in a 3-foot by 6-foot shower, and it's really cool. It's that makes that for a big shower. You know, it's a walk-in, no door, because you can have the shower head far enough away, you know, and it's a really cool deal.
Jim, let's go to you. Let's talk a little bit about real deals. That would be LED lighting, correct?
Yeah. Right now, the LED is still new enough that people are learning about it, and they know enough that it's a tremendous energy savings and extremely long life. So the initial investment is a good investment because it's going to pay you back over time with the electricity that you're not using and the additional light bulbs you're not going to have to be purchasing. The technology is changing, and as I've mentioned before, LED light bulbs came out as replacement light bulbs, but so many of the manufacturers are designing the light fixtures around the LED because it's going to last so long that when you replace the LED, you're going to replace the whole fixture.
Let's stay with lighting for a minute, and all three of you join in on this. And Lisa called this lighting tips to sell your home. What would you suggest from your end, Jim?
Well, if you're going to be showing your home, you want it to be as light as possible in there. People do not like dreary rooms. So you want to have your windows open. You want to have your lights on, as bright as possible. You want it to look fresh. So from a lighting standpoint, I would say have your table lamps on as well as your light fixtures.
Paul, you deal in this all the time. If you build a home, a lot of times it's not a spec home. It's, at this point in the game, I'm sure that somebody has done it, but you want it to look as good as possible when they walk in those homes. On new properties, when you do that, there's some little tricks that you use or some things that really show off the property a little better?
My trick is to send my customer down to Jim and Kathy at Lamps and Shades. And I like to use the experts. They deal with lighting every day. I build the house. So there's some things that I've learned from them over the years, but I try to send my people down there, and I think Jim and Kathy are going to do a better job than I'm going to do selling light fixtures.
Let me change gears with you, Steve, on selling of homes. Again, we always talk about the stools. We talk as well about the showers. Those are pretty important parts when people walk through an existing property. Any tips you would give people as if they're in a tough marketplace, the price is right up where it needs to be to make sure that they get the best viewing on the showers, the cabinets, the toilets in the house?
Oh, just make sure that everything is up to snuff, that the cupboard doors are tight, and you know, the toilet seat's tight and clean underneath and all around everything to make it look newer and nicer. I read an article one time 20-some years ago that talked about if your house is for sale, then get half of the clutter out of the house. You know, go put it in a storage bin or something so your closets look bigger and your bedrooms look bigger and your living room looks bigger without having so much stuff in it. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
One of the guys we had on at the home show was Amazing Space, which does that all the time. And I couldn't believe I had an Amazing Space guy on with all the clutter I've got in every place I live. But, you know, that is an important part of this, is not only looking good with the lighting, looking good with how the kitchen, the bathroom, everything else look in that house. Because if you're selling the house, you probably have another place that you're trying to move to, and your mind is already on to the next property. Paul, when you deal with people that are buying homes and you have something that's built for them ready to go, any help that you give or tips that you might give them so that they can get into the new home quicker?
Well, if they're coming to buy my new construction house, it'll been in the fall, we had a customer downsizing. So they were coming from a great big house into a 1,100 square foot house, about half the size. We ended up finishing the basement for them. But storage areas in our new houses are closets, walk-in closets. People are really looking for them. But they took some of their ideas from their old house, and I had to, when we finished the basement, they were looking for, I'm used to this, I want this. So it worked out good.
Fox Business News, as we entered this segment, talked about the number of homes being sold down again for the third month in a row. Weather had a lot to do with that, but things are warming up a little?
Yes. You look around town, there's a lot of new houses. I was a little bit surprised with as cold as it was. There was lots of basements going in. Lots of houses popping up. So it forecast for here looks very good.
Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come back, put these guys through their paces, and give you a chance if you want to ask questions. If not, these guys have good discussions on their own. They're the remodeling experts. They know how to talk, to how to help you. They even know how to answer their phones. All a part of the Remodeler Show business. We have the remodelers that are assembled on this date in March. Steve Swenson is the handyman, 910 East 10th. Jim LaDuc, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery at 2511 South Minnesota. In case you missed it, the award-winning Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, has joined us. Nice to have you guys all in the same room. We've touched a lot of bases today, and we're talking everything from the remodeling to getting ready to sell a house, those things that are important as we can move into spring and start thinking about summer. Guys, moods of the buyers as they come through. The home show is kind of a drawing line. When you you look at people coming in to your stores right now, looking to Paul to build, to remodel, do whatever, does the attitude change when we get towards the 1st of April?
Well, for me, it really starts picking up right in the end of February. February is kind of a slow month, but March and April, it just starts building up for us. People are updating their homes and that sort of thing. You know, those that didn't do it in November and December for the entertaining for the holidays now are, I don't know if anybody does the traditional spring cleaning anymore because they don't have clotheslines to hang the drapes out on and that sort of thing. I think they just in the mood to freshen things up, though.
Does it surprise you with the note that after location, lighting is the number two thing on the list on what buyers want so to maximize the lighting in your home?
Well, that doesn't really surprise me because with the absence of light, you know, you've got a pretty gloomy atmosphere. So, I'm impressed that it is, but it doesn't surprise me that lighting is important to people.
Steve Swenson, the handyman, we talked about the showers and the shower heads all on sale right now. He mentions February is kind of a change month for him. How about for the handyman? Is yours a year-round situation?
No, but a lot of people want to get stuff done before summer hits, before softball starts, before they go to their lake cabin or mow their lawn. So, yeah, February and March and April are busy remodeling times. People almost have a deadline or a deadline to themselves that let's get this done this year, and then they can, you know, by the time summer hits, it slows down in handyman. In May and June is when we slow down. It's too nice outside.
Steve, one of the things we mentioned in the show is there is no dumb questions that they come in and visit about lighting, or they visit about handyman as well. If people have questions, they should feel they can ask them, that they're amongst friends.
Oh, they
can. And you have relayed some funny stories on the phone with people not knowing for sure, but when they got done, I'll bet they felt comfortable that they did have an answer.
Well, yeah, and anytime you call handyman, one of the guys is going to pick up the phone and ask and answer the phone and be able to talk to you. And if he doesn't know the answer, they'll get somebody that does, that knows how to get it figured out for you. We're open till 9 o'clock at night. You can call anytime. If you just get underneath your sink and you have a little piece that's dripping, you can't figure it out, just give us a call. We'll help walk you through it.
Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction. When we start talking about the home show is past, the parade's coming up, we're in that period of time where people are starting almost the March Madness, the April Awareness, May, who knows what goes with May. I'm trying to think of another M to go with it. But times have changed a little bit for you guys, too.
Yeah, it used to be nobody built a house during the winter. You'd hurry up and have everything put in the fall, get them capped up, you'd work inside. Well, now we seem to be digging holes year-round. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but I would say it's probably a good thing that we, if there is a slow time, I don't know when it is.
You were in Vegas, and we talked about the awards you picked up, but you also talked with other builders, I'm sure, from around the country. What were you telling them about Sioux Falls, and what were they telling you about the stories in their part of the world?
The whole country is picking up. I sit on two national committees, and by far the Midwest, Sioux Falls, Fargo, North Dakota, they shake their heads at during when everything went bad, it didn't it went bad here, but not near as bad as everywhere else. So they just shake their heads that we have continued to be on the upswing, and we are a step ahead of the rest of the country as far as even when we started to go back up, we started to go up quicker than everybody else. But it's around the country, everybody's positive. So I think that's a good thing.
Jim, you went to a market show in Dallas, if I remember right.
That's correct. That was in mid-January. And again, seeing all the different lighting showroom dealers at that time, there was a good positive attitude among everybody from all parts of the country. So, yeah, I can reinforce what Paul was saying about the whole country is starting to move in the right direction and catch up with us.
So when you're at one of those shows, what do you tell them about Sioux Falls?
what a great community it is to live in and to work in, and the people we have to deal with, our customers and all the people that we do business with, whether it's the builders or the retail public. It's just a great, Sioux Falls is a great place to live.
Steve, we've talked a little bit about some of the other home shows that you worked. We talked about Lincoln. We talked about Sioux City. We talked Sioux Falls, and we compared ourselves to those. What do you tell them about Sioux Falls when you're in Sioux City and Lincoln?
Oh, the Sioux Falls, the guys that run the Home Builders Association in Sioux Falls are way more involved and way more, they care more. They switched hours a couple of years ago, so... The Sioux City show is open on Thursday afternoon, and it's just a dead, hollow piece that nobody goes to, and they won't switch their hours to change with the times. And Lincoln finally changed their Thursday night opening to a Friday noon, and they were super happy with that. So I don't know. It feels good to be in with the Sioux Falls group. They keep on top of it. Like my brother Matt says, they have meetings all through the year for the next home show, and I'm sure Paul, you've been in on many of them, and it's just a crazy thing what it takes to pull that off, and it's cool, and we all appreciate it.
You know, the home show people listen to this show.
Yeah,
I know they listen intently. So if you could give them any advice about the show in 2015, what would you suggest? What could they do to maybe step it up? And again, it'll be a little different next year with the fact that you'll have another building there. And you were mentioning, Jim, you didn't think it would be in the new arena, but somebody had mentioned that they thought it would be.
No, I think we're still planning on being in the convention center and the arena.
All right. With
as
that,
opposed to the new event center.
So what would you suggest to those people that maybe they can improve next year?
You're referring to the people planning
absolutely, the home show committee, the Paul Nelsons of the world.
We probably need to bring in a lot more vendors that would be apropos to the show. Since we're going to have to fill the arena and as well as the convention center.
Okay, how about you, Steve?
They do a lot of things right, I know that. They do a lot of things right.
Paul, what would you suggest, having been on the committee? Does a home show make money?
The home show is very important to our local association. It does make us money. We operate. We spend a lot of money. We give a lot of money back to this community. I'm not for sure everybody's quite aware that how much the Home Builders Association does give back, and it takes money for that. I know Jim is on the committee, so we are looking long and hard at how to make the move to next year to the two buildings. It will not be in the new building. It will be the arena and the convention center. And to make that into a home show, lawn and garden, we have had numerous meetings already. And it is a time-consuming process to make that show go. So I take my hat off to the members that are on that committee, and then, of course, our vendors that support that home show. So it's a team.
All right, we have 1 minute left. Please identify how they can reach you. And, of course, most of you guys are going to answer your own phones, so that's not even a question.
Yeah, at Lamps and Shades, you can reach us at 332-6680, or our website is lampsandshadesinc.com. And we will answer your phone. And if you're making a purchase, we'll even count your change back to you and carry out your product.
Steve?
Handyman Home Remodeling Center is on 910 East 10th Street. That's just west of 10th and Cliff. 336-0316. And our website is handymanhome.com.
Mr. Paul Nelson.
Phone number, 334-3149. I will give you my cell number, 366-1116. You get me directly on that one. Or you can go to the website, Paul Nelson, S-E-N on the Nelson Construction.com.
Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, Steve Swenson, the handyman, and Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. They're the remodelers. We'll see you guys in a couple of weeks. When we come back, we'll close out, talk jobs for vets.
And managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families.
I want to thank our remodeling friends this morning. Paul Nelson, Nelson Construction, Steve Swenson, the handyman, and Jim LaDuke, Lamps and Shades Lighting Gallery. They all gave us some good advice as we look back at the home show, look forward to the Parade of Homes, and the fact that spring can't be too far away. Darren Hovendick joins us this morning. Russ, his father, is on a little trip. Darren, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
You know, Russ provides us help with the veterans and families looking for jobs. He's been an executive recruiter for a number of years, provides a free service. You're in the same office with Dad. You know, you've watched him. You see his passion. How much has he been able to help people change their lives?
Oh, it's great, Bill. You know, there's a lot of these military guys that come back and they just can't quite put it all together and, you know, just need a tool or two or some advice. And, you know, that's exactly what we do is provide a little advice and encouragement and, you know, just help them to make that transition a success.
Got to tell you a quick little story. On Saturday, I went down with Mark Brown, who works on our show, and we were down at Offutt Air Force Base playing golf at the Robert Trent Jones course there, and I was with a soldier that's a pharmacy tech, been in for 9 years from Shreveport, Louisiana. He's at the point where he doesn't know what he'll do in the next year. I think he's got maybe a year or two left on that the plan, but it's like, I don't know what I would do when I would get out. And he said, what we're doing here was music to his ears. So,
that's great to hear.
Now, if people need information from your center, how do they reach you?
The best way is to go to our website. It's directionalmotivation.com, or they can give us a call at the office at 605-362-8176.
Darren Hovendick, thanks for taking time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Pet Stop next hour. For now, though, my time's up. Thank you for yours.